listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast hosted by Rhys Chanson.
A military-trained assassin comes out of hiding to protect the daughter she never met from a ruthless criminal gunning for revenge. We're talking about Mother, the Jennifer Lopez film, an hour and 57 minutes long. What can I say about this film? It's directed by Nick. Carlo. Okay, a few things I have problems with this film. J-Lo. It's Jenny from the block. Jenny with the great ass. Jenny who's 56. I don't know how old this woman is, but this woman still looks fucking fine as fuck. I will tell you, she is still fabulous. Congratulations, Mr. Ben Affleck. You're banging a goddess. Now, let's talk about her acting. First things first. The acting is despicable. It's horrible. Like, she shows or portrays no emotional aspect of it. We're not even going to talk about her wearing fur coats and looking fabulous throughout the whole goddamn film. Like, even when she does flashbacks, 12 years ago, I don't know if it's flashback or fast forward, whatever. 12 years back, before she has the kid, she looks the same. She looks fine as fuck. 12 years later, she still looks the same, fine as fuck. Rocking the same hairstyle. She's white. I get it. Most white people can't change hair. Oh, my nigga, they can change hairstyle. She could have painted it a different color. She could have done something to look fucking different for a girl who's being hunted. Who's being hunted by her ex-lovers, apparently. She can't even change her fucking hair. Cut it short, maybe. I don't know, nigga. Do something different. Whatever. We're just gonna pretend like that. Anyway, this Mother film shows her, and of course she the beginning of the film has got this this dude who's known as Cruz, who's played by a power actor. I think his name is Joseph Fiennes. I could be wrong. I don't know. This power dude who played Ghost in the series Power plays this lead protagonist FBI agent of some sort who nearly dies through a bullet in the heart, I think. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, he survives because this this unnamed character played by Jennifer Lopez, who's apparently called Mother. It's an interesting fact. The character she plays is never named throughout the entire film. Never. Never. Her name is unknown. She's just known as the Mother. That's it. An interesting fact, in my opinion, that's a pretty cool twist. Anyway, the film being, so this unknown mother character is, flashback is, she's in the army, she's an army sniper, and she does some sort of criminal activity. They steal arms, steal weapons with a few fellas, Hector and this Alvarez fella. They steal weapons and he plans to sell them to, I don't know, a bunch of gangsters or mobsters in some third world country. Everything goes smoothly until she discovers that the buyers, whoever's supposed to buy these fucking guns, is paying more money now. And she's like, why is he paying more money? She goes in the tank, looks at the tanks, the containers, not tanks, containers where they got the weapons, and finds out these motherfuckers are kidnapping kids, human trafficking. And she's disgusted by it. Oh my God, she hates it, which is fucking selfish, in my opinion. Like, how do you sell weapons that you know are going to a third world country that will kill a bunch of kids and a bunch of fathers and a bunch of mothers? But somehow you're appalled, shocked, that the same people that are selling weapons to kill a bunch of African kids for some minerals. The U.S. is probably going to use diamonds, minerals, oil, you name it. And you are upset because they're taking kids. Whatever. Anyway, this bitch, I'm calling her a bitch because I don't know what the fuck she's called. The mother turns on her lover, Hector, and the side nigga, Alvarez. Apparently she was fucking both of these niggas. Damn, she was a hoe. Anyway, she was fucking both of these niggas, and they try to get her ass killed for snitching on them, because when she found a container full of kids, she called FBI and got in witness protection, and she was pregnant at the time, and they try to kill her and the baby until they stabbed her. That's the whole flashback story. Anyway, the movie, in my opinion, ends in the first 45 minutes. It's unnecessary. They dragging it out for unnecessary warfare. That's probably unnecessary. First things first, we established the Smarek mother character is a great-ass sniper. She's incredible at shooting. Awesome. Bravo. A round of applause for you. What else have we discovered? Absolutely nothing. We discovered she gave up her child in order to protect the child from what? I don't fucking know. And the worst part is when the people that she's protecting the child against happens to be one of them, happens to be the father. We later find out it's apparently this Hector fella. They kidnap the child. Do nothing to the child. Both motherfuckers think they the father. But they want to kill the girl for a stupid reason. I don't know. Like 12 years ago, she was supposed to testify and identify them for some fucking weird thing. And they try to kill her.
Well, they're trying to kill her.
She's like, fuck it. Agents were killed. I'm no longer doing this shit. Y'all can't protect me. So what happens is the case is dropped for some weird fucking reason. And they take her kid and put up in foster care. But the kid who plays Zoe is an incredible little actor. She was doing a great show, tears and everything. She was pretty good. Acting all tough in that. But the lead protagonist, Jennifer Lopez, showed no emotional development, showed nothing. I will say towards the end, she was crying, which was just like somebody, when she was laying in the sand, in the snow rather, like somebody getting fucked. That was her emotional depth of crying, which was a complete and utter disappointment in my personal opinion. But no one really gives a fuck what I have to say about that. The kid had a better acting ability than Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez knows how to dance, knows how to sing. We all know this. You put Jennifer Lopez in a film where she's a romantic film, she will act the shit out of it. Probably has too much Botox in her face to show any emotion in her face. Like even when she cried, she looked like she was laughing. Her facial expression. So I'm not surprised. Her skin is so fucking tight. She looks fucking amazing. You look amazing, boo-boo. But your acting is not up to par. I'm sorry. And I'm not even going to complain about the whole accident where they kill this nigga ghost. Like, there's a collision of two cars, both traveling at different speeds. They collide, and these motherfucking cars stay on the same spot. Like, there's a little bridge. And you're telling me none of these cars travel the distance. Look, I've never been in an accident of that severe magnitude. I've been in an accident. The car moved some great distance. And I've actually seen an accident. I've seen a car jump or hurtle through a stop sign. Like, literally jump a stop sign without even touching it midair. After a collision. Now, you're telling me two SUVs. Now, what I saw back then, it was an SUV. It was a Toyota Fortuner that collided with a Discovery Range Rover. They collided. And the Fortuner jumped or hurtled over a stop sign. Now, stop signs are standard height in every fucking country. So, try picturing that, a car ramping or jumping over that after a collision. And you're mean to tell me two SUVs that collide with each other stay on the same fucking spot. And what is with cars and blowing up in movies? I will never be surprised if I see a film that has guns without a car blowing up. It'll be too fucking soon if I ever come across a film where there's gunfights, some sort of car chase, and a car doesn't blow up. Well, I will say it didn't blow up because of the collisions, which is different in a bonus. It blew up because of a lighter. So, technically, I am exaggerating on this one. But it rarely happens. You see an action film without somebody blowing up a car. Okay.
And there's a lot of weird things about this. Like, these two bitches put minefields or bombs in a forest, a snow mountain, whatever, where they're animals, which they pretend to give a fuck about. Okay. And of course, we'll talk about the young girl. The young girl had some sort of character development. I'll tell you what I mean. Like, at first, she sees this woman grabbing her. She's upset. And then towards as the scenes keep going, she gets warmed up. She's like, this could be my mother. Because apparently she was probably told she's adopted. Probably because her mother's black, the one who adopted her. Anyway, the things move on. She hates this woman because she won't admit she's the mother, but she knows. Towards the first scenes, she kills a deer, and then they don't fucking eat it. I don't know why she's killing it. Well, the whole importance of killing it, but whatever, they eat a rabbit. She doesn't want to eat a rabbit because I don't want to eat food that's been killed, which is naivety, which is an interesting aspect. They're like, they're trying to show the little girl is so naive. She's not eating an animal that just got killed. Oh, no, whatever. And the mother tells, oh, you got to eat this because everything you eat got to, but we get that crap. Even vegetarians, there's more animals or more live things are killed to get you broccoli, nigga. We get it. Okay, interesting. Anyway, the little girl Zoe shows a much broader acting paralysis than the Jennifer Lopez character. She develops. There's an emotional growth. We will say, hey, this Jennifer Lopez bimbo ended up smiling towards the end, stalking her own daughter. Yay, cool. Whatever. So overall, this film is a little bit disappointing on that regard. So it's just another vanity project for Jennifer Lopez. Of course, this time she was an action hero of some sort, wearing cool fur coats, rocking the same hairstyle and the same makeup throughout the whole film. So, yeah, it rather disappointing in my opinion. The film is a bit repetitive, easy to predict, cliche. It's a regular chick flick. I feel like they should have gotten a better actress. Maybe, just maybe, the film could have been decent. So who knows? What else? Like I said, the film could have ended in the first 45 minutes after the first nigga got killed. Even the way the nigga was killed was just a joke. Nigga, there's no revenge aspect. I don't know why they're saying revenge. All I'm seeing is a bunch of dudes who lost the business deal. One tried to fuck her as revenge, and the other tried to steal his daughter as revenge. Doesn't make fucking sense to me how it's revenge. And if you're gonna steal someone's kid, why are you telling them you're gonna steal them? Makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. The movie was purely unnecessary. Brilliant. But perhaps if it had a convincing actress, it might have been good, besides it being a dull movie, horrible acting. It's not even that bearable. But yeah, they managed to put it together, and they managed to get me to sit down and watch it. Yeah, if this is a movie that you went to see with your mother on Mother's Day, because this movie has been out for a while, Jesus, you a horrible child. So it's a pass for me. I wasted an hour 57 minutes. If I'm going to rate it, I'd give it a 2 out of 10, but I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 because of this young lady who was played by Zoe, who played Zoe. Her portrayal in the film was decent. She gave it life in a way. So based on her performance alone, the movie's a 6. But the movie altogether is a 3. Maybe a 3 out of 10. Just utter rubbish. I wouldn't recommend this shit to my worst enemy. Hours that they will never get back. Yep, that's it. Jenny from the Block. She's got a great ass, though. I gotta say, she's got a great ass.
For a Latina, she looks amazing. For an old lady, she looks amazing. I gotta say, she looks fantastic. She could have said she was 36 in that film, and I would have believed her. Whatever aging shit they put on her face, stupendo. Of course, whatever it is, it fucked up the whole film aspect. Because there's no way you're beating up a bunch of guys. I don't give a shit if you're the best sniper in the world. Nobody's beating you up. Like the entire film. The only thing she ever got was being stabbed in the belly and falling down a cliff, busting up her nose and getting a crack on her skull. In fact, that's not even a crack, that's a bruise on her skull. And then a dislocated shoulder. That's the only fucking injuries she got throughout the whole fucking film. This bitch was fucking Steven Seagal. She was Walker. She was Chuck Norris, nigga. She was beating everybody and no one was laying a finger on her. Yep, she was Steven Seagal. Only thing is she didn't break nigga arms and she didn't say catchy stupid phrases while doing it. That's the only thing that separates her portrayal or her character and any Steven Seagal film. That she didn't break anyone's arms. That's it. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same. Shallow acting, emotionless portrayals, horrible script, with everybody else doing a great job, but the main actor, because fucking it up, because probably she's the executive producer, and shit. It's almost as if, like, the casting director was doing her a favor because she had bills to pay, or if she owes her, I don't know. Or they needed a bigger name to make it a blockbuster of some sort, which failed miserably. Yep, that's it for me. Goodbye.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.